This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Zendaya, she ain't playing no more. She's like, yeah, man, she's finally a force to be reckoned with in Hollywood, man. And she's producing movies right now. Shit, I'm trying to get my Oscar too. Yeah, she's out there. She's like, I ain't Peter's girlfriend no more. I'm running shit now. Everybody's talking about this movie Challengers, man. And you've probably already heard at least one thing about this movie. So everybody's heard about this. They said, it's that Zendaya porn film that's coming out. Oh, that's the one where she's like, you know, having sex with two guys. Oh, yeah. I want to see. Some people even know that this movie's about tennis. They think it's just the Zendaya fucking movie. But no, people, that's part of it. But we'll get to that in a little bit. But no, this is a... This is about Zendaya. She's a young tennis player. And I mean, she is focused. I mean, her thing in life, that's her goal, to just win. Mm-hmm. Win at everything. Win at everything, including she is such a competitor that when she's not competing on things, she loves turning people against each other.
Right.
These two Nimrods right here.
I don't want to turn you guys against each other.
Yeah.
While I turn you against each other.
Yeah. So you got these two players here, these two goofballs, Art and Patrick. And Art and Patrick, man, you know, they're not too shabby themselves at tennis, but they usually are better when they're working together. Mm-hmm. Oh, but Zendaya. As Tashi, the home wrecker. She's about to come in and break all that up. You know, y'all pay attention to me.
Yeah. When somebody says, I'm not a home wrecker, they're a home
wrecker. Oh, you might as well get a bulldozer. Tear that shit down. Show up with a hammer. Just start breaking windows, kicking the door in. Yeah, these two guys, they are known as a force to be reckoned with when playing together. But then Tashi comes into their life and... It's kind of cute at first, you know, these little teenage hormones kicking in and whatnot. But as they get older, and as, you know, life would have it, the dynamic of things just change people. Tashi ends up marrying Art, trying to make him, he's not the greatest tennis player in the world. But she says, God damn it, he will be.
You're right.
When I'm done with him. She marries him since she can't play anymore. And she's hoping to make him a champion instead of the mediocre ass person he is right now. Patrick is actually pretty good. Patrick just a fuck up.
Yeah.
Patrick is out there. He can't get his he can't get it together.
His life. He can't get his shit together.
He can't get his shit together. He's nowhere near. While Tashi has done well with Art. You know, they've done all right. She's made him. Hey, he might not be at the best stage of his life when playing tennis, but she's made him a big name in the sport. She's made him something.
Big time endorsement.
Yeah, he's got endorsements and everything, you know. So she's done well with him, but poor Patrick. Well, let's just say he's still trying to find himself
and a place to live. And a car that works.
Yeah, let's find a home first. But he's worried about trying to make himself a name too. He's just not as far as he doesn't have a Tashi in his life. And to be honest with you, Tashi don't want his ass of any kind. Tashi and no other chick wants his ass. But things get deeper in their relationship. You know, when we look at these three people, is it about tennis? With them, is it about a rivalry? Is it about trying to be the best? Or Is there something deeper going on with these people? Is there something deeper going on from their past that they just can't give up? Let's go ahead and watch the trailer for this movie, Challengers. And we will be back with our review.
You think that tennis is about expressing yourself, doing your thing? But you don't know what tennis is.
What is it?
Tashi Duncan.
She's in another league.
You were incredible today.
To have a fashion line, a foundation, it's gonna turn a whole family into millionaires.
What are you gonna do now?
Unfortunately, my only skill in life is hitting a ball with a racket.
I want you to be my coach.
I want you to be my coach.
How often does this happen? Going after the same girl? Come here.
Which one of us? This is a game about winning the points that matter.
I don't need to play my games with you. Come have a cigarette with me. I have to talk to you.
I don't smoke, and I'm not talking to you.
In love with you.
What makes you think I want someone to be in love with me?
Hey, I love you.
I know. You wish you never ever
met her at all. So, let's go ahead and let's just talk about the way this movie is being marketed, first of all, because the way they've been talking about this movie, as I said, y'all have been looking at the advertisements. Y'all been listening to online. Y'all been listening to studio marketing this film. They making y'all think that y'all about to watch the Zendaya porn film. They think y'all actually going to, they make it, they pitching this like it's 50 Shades of Grey or something.
I know.
Some of y'all hard already. Ooh, I can't wait to see these two guys hit that ass right there.
I ain't going to lie. The way they do all this with the trailers and all, it makes it look like it's going to be a threesome every couple scenes.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, some of y'all don't even know that this is about tennis. Mm-hmm. Shit, the only balls y'all think y'all going to get these two goof-ass dudes right here. And you think I'm exaggerating?
You're going to have some blue balls.
Yeah. Yeah, man. It's a damn shame the way they pushing this movie out there like that. First, it was that series Knuckles, where they tried to make you think Knuckles in the whole thing. And then they got it. I ain't seen so much false advertising lately. And you think I'm bullshitting. You think I'm exaggerating. Look, when they found out that everybody was dicks wall hard waiting on this movie, and everybody thought they were going to see the Zendaya porn flick, boy, they switched their advertising. Or let me just say, they didn't switch. They amped it up. Mm. You know, in this trailer, you hardly ever see them playing any kind of games. But boy, they ready to talk up that sex in there.
This Friday, one of the sexiest movies ever made.
You gotta be kidding me.
Arrives.
You thought I was playing.
You gotta be kidding me.
Martin, I'm gonna play this one more time so you get. They got. Let me tell y'all something. They are fucking with you. Okay.
Wow! Wow! Wow!
All right, they messing with you. Y'all think I'm playing. One more time.
This Friday, one of the sexiest movies ever made arrives.
There is no sex in this movie, okay?
I can't believe they didn't say comes.
C-U-M-S. This movie comes Friday, and so will you. Ain't no sex in this movie. Mm-mm. Maybe just a little bit, but not the kind of sex you think is in there. People, if you were going into this movie, and I don't blame you at this point. At first, I was about to blame you. I said, that's on you now. Because all you saw was this little clip right here, and your dick got hard. You didn't see nothing else. No, it's not your fault. It ain't your fault. God bless your heart. It ain't your fault. The studio did this to you. If y'all think y'all were going in here, see these two dudes run a train on Zendaya right here. If y'all thought that this is what was going to happen, then you better stay at home and watch porn. You better watch a deep fake of this shit or something, because that is not what's happening here. And for those of you who thought, well, shit, maybe I'm okay, I know I wasn't gonna see no porn right here, but maybe I get a little bit of ass or titty or something right here. But nothing works in your favor. You ain't seeing none of that. Man, Zendaya at this point in her career, you think she gonna strip down and get naked like that?
But it's gonna be a good threesome between the three of them, right?
Yeah. I don't want to say anything. I should, because some of y'all need to know before you get in there. I wish I could help you right now, but I can't do it. You're on your own. But just be warned, it ain't what you're thinking. Okay. In fact, the people, especially for people going there thinking that. Now, listen, if you thought that hopeful threesome right there was your chance to at least, okay, I know I ain't gonna see no sex, but I'll see Zendaya a little bit naked, kind of naked. You're gonna be really disappointed by that, because ain't nothing in this movie but dicks and man ass, okay? I ain't saying that's wrong.
No, not at all.
But
it's actually kind of cute.
I'm telling you what the movie's doing. The movie's telling you, hey, Zendaya's right to that door. And then your ass walks into the man's locker room. I got you. I want to see this movie again. But not to even watch the movie.
Turn around and watch the audience.
I
want to
prop up a seat right there in front of the screen and turn around and look at everybody else and just laugh at y'all. After all y'all dicks go limp, I'm trying to help you people. It ain't what you're thinking. Okay, I'm just letting you know. Now that we got the horn dogs out the way, now that we got the lies out the way, okay? For those who are coming to see, no pun intended, right? You put that in my head. For those who are arriving to see an actual movie, it's actually a good character-driven story. I don't know how Martin feels about this, but you saw this, right?
Of course.
Okay, so I thought, all this is based on themes of competitiveness. And it seems like innocent enough with the girl, and then it weaves itself. It is really more about tennis and maybe a few other things that are that these people are repressing with each other. And like I tell you, this rivalry starts, it starts out cute enough. It starts out with Tashi making these guys compete for her number, for her attention. It starts out with her already, showcasing her competitive edge and throwing that on other people.
I should go. My dad comes looking for me. I'll see you at school, Art.
Wait. Are you on Facebook?
What?
He's asking for your number. And so am I.
You both want my number?
Very much so, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm not a homewrecker.
We don't live together.
It's an open relationship.
Also, Patrick has a girlfriend.
I do not. Hey, come hang out with us later.
That's how I knew they weren't going to be friends. He just, he threw him under the bus right there.
Hey, man, he's interested in her, too.
He sure is.
He put you up at the hotel in Flushing, right? We're in room 206.
Want me to come tuck you in?
No. We just keep talking. About tennis.
Good night.
We have beer.
Okay.
From that point on, you saw her go to the hotel room and whatnot, but it's like I said, don't expect no when you go up in there. But it's a rivalry that never ends, man. And eventually it's beyond friendships and attraction. It gets in the way. It gets to a point where tennis starts to come between them. Mm-hmm. And tennis is, it's funny because tennis is used it's weaponized in the movie. It's used as a way to show current and past aggressions with these characters. It's used as sort of a metaphor for who these characters truly are and probably still haven't come to grips with. Mm-hmm. I like that. And I'll tell you why in a little bit, because I think it's some of my favorite kind of storytelling where a lot of things are not put out there directly to the audience. You know, it's left for you to figure out. But, you know, what did you think, man?
Well, you know, it's once you get past the, like, this is the sexiest movie that's actually not very
it's
sexy
not.
At all. I love the themes. Mm-hmm. Do love the themes, especially, you know, when you're done and you kind of think about it. I think it's shot really well, especially when you get to the tennis stuff. Very creative. And I like the actors. Wasn't really feeling the movie, though.
Really?
The characters left me wanting. They felt thin to me. I wasn't compelled. I wasn't drawn in by them. I always felt a distance to them, watching them go through things. And another thing that put me off was the needless jumping back and forth in time. So often with those flashbacks, I was like, man, I feel like it's more straightforward. And while I was liking it at first, by the second half, it felt very soap opera-ish to me, the tale with mm-hmm. them. And there was a point I laughed out loud at mm-hmm. something I wasn't supposed to laugh at. And what it was, like, you know, we're going back to flashbacks when you're young, but there's a point watching them where Josh O'Connor's character, Patrick, and when he's talking about what he's saying, like, oh yeah, well, this isn't like back when we were 18. And it made me snap and go, wait, y'all supposed to be 18 in those scenes when you looked 35?
So, you know what? Yeah, I guess we're on the opposite end of this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I see a lot of what you're saying, because that jumping back and forth, that's something I'm not usually a fan of, especially, you know, jumping back and forth. It's out of this jumping around time. There's a lot of flashbacks. That's one of the problems that I had with another movie that we talked about recently. I forgot what it was, but they did a lot of flashbacks, and I criticized the movie for that.
I mean, I like it when you go back to a flashback and it reveals something, but a lot of times this was happening, I was like, that wasn't really a reveal worth this.
Yeah, you know, with that, see, I'm the opposite. I was thinking, like, y'all still like kids when y'all supposed to be men, you know, because right
they
there,
were acting like kids, but I was yeah. like, but it's like, look at the two of them, especially Josh O'Connor is like, that's supposed to be 18? Yeah, I don't
think maybe so. Because they're so skinny or whatever. I bought that they were like 18 and 19
like
years
face,
old.
Like my face, I can kind of go with yeah. it. Because he looks more kiddish and having with a fluffier hair. But with Josh O'Connor, I was like, I ain't never buy you at 18.
Yeah, that didn't bother me. I bought them as teenagers.
As a matter of fact, because it's a thing where, like, it's not just me like harping on it because, like, yeah. you look too old to be 18. But it's like when the actors are young and the characters are young, it explains why they have immature behavior, at least, you know, on a visceral level for me.
Yeah.
Where as I'm seeing them just emotionally, my brain is going like, you're too goddamn old to be acting like this.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. That didn't bother me.
But I mean, she always looks 18.
Oh yeah, she does. Yeah. They look like kids to me. Like I said, that didn't bother me. But again, you know, everybody sees something different. I bought them as, I did buy them as teenagers. I guess the movie worked for me. Like I said, I see what you're saying. It's jumping around. That does bother people mm-hmm. sometimes. It didn't bother me as much here, although I probably would have preferred a more straightforward narrative, but it didn't bother me, all that much, you know, a lot of this is told in flashback. I think what I like about this movie is that, you know, like I said, there's a lot of stuff they're not giving to the audience here. There's a lot of things that you kind of have to read into the audience yourself. I mean, I'm sorry, you have to read into the characters yourself. And so maybe that's why that worked for me with flashbacks, because I was putting stuff together with these characters anyway. So I was putting a story together as it moved along. You know, like with art, when the movie starts, you know, a lot of it's told in flashback, but we're in the present. And at the beginning of the movie, art seems to be the winner here. You know, art did get the girl, Tasha. He married her. He's the one with the successful tennis career. And as we were saying, you know, poor Patrick over here. Poor Patrick. He's been getting by playing people who just ain't that good, you know. And he's trying to make a name for himself at a point where it might be too late.
But I think it's too late.
But yeah, because he, man, look, this dude is so broke that when he goes to sign up for a tournament, he got to sleep in the parking lot in his car. Uh-huh. And the thing that had me laughing, he can't even afford a breakfast sandwich. He went in to sign up, and the woman behind the table, she had a Dunkin' Donuts croissant sandwich over there. And he was looking at the sandwich the whole time. He couldn't even look at her in the eye.
Right, right.
And she's like,
just licking his lips and drooling.
Yeah, she's saying, "Here, boy, take it. Your hungry ass. Here, you want some? Here." I would have just given him the whole damn thing.
But it's hard to feel sorry for Patrick because he's an asshole.
No, and that's the other thing too. Like, nothing is really working for him because of his attitude. He just doesn't have that spirit to be a winner. But really, this is what I like about it. You know, this person looks like they're winning. This person looks like they're doing okay. But really, no one's winning in this movie no, right here, man.
Really aren't.
No one. No one is winning at all. And I love that. I love that here, man. So Tashi, you know, she got that injury. Early in her career, she got that injury. She can't play tennis anymore. The only connection that she has to the sport now is trying to make a champion out of Art. And Art ready to get out the game. Art's like, I just want, even saying in the movie, I just want a hamburger. You know, I just want to relax. I'm just not into it, man. But he's being pushed by her. And the reason why he's being pushed by her is because if she can't play, then she's gone. You know, she's got to apply that competitive spirit somewhere. And like I said, the movie doesn't spell it out for you, but this is where these deeper issues in this film really kind of fascinated me. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's why I think it's cool that the audience has to decide. You know, with Tashi and looking at how she is with these guys here, you know, did she ever like these guys? You know, was she interested in either one of them? Or was it that, you know, there's this competitive spirit in her. She likes to just push other people that way too. And she likes to be the center of attention.
Yeah. I mean, I guess part of my disconnect was throughout the movie, Tashi is treated as a prize. And I never felt that way about her.
I don't think she's meant to be seen as a prize. I think she's meant to be seen as a manipulator. You know, from the very beginning.
Well, toward the end, you get that. But along the way, before that, it didn't seem so much.
I got that at the beginning. Mm-hmm. That right there is manipulation.
Oh, totally that.
So what they're doing is they're giving you a glimpse of how she is. With, you know, that's a early insight into her character.
Right.
Where she's a manipulator. She likes attention. She's so competitive. She likes making other people compete. And she likes to be in control as she is on the court. I mean, because she loves crushing people on the court. So when I see that, I think, like, you know, and they show you, man, she's devious. I mean, I would almost look at it like she's the villain of this film.
Yeah,
she you know, is. Because the thing is she, you know, now when I look at her and say she's manipulating these guys, now I look at her with Art. You know, did she ever really love Art? You know, she married this guy. Did she marry this guy for a couple of reasons? Did she marry him, one, because that was her, you know, that was her meal ticket. She can't play anymore. Mm-hmm. And she said before, all I can do is hit a ball, you know, and play with y'all balls. But, you know, I can't do anything else. Now she has to marry this guy in order to, like, keep her, you know, just her livelihood. Mm-hmm. She has to marry this guy who likes her, that she already knows loves her. But if she really wants to continue the money to come in, she has to make him a champion.
Right.
When this guy really doesn't want to do it.
Tell me it doesn't matter. Tell me it doesn't matter if I win tomorrow.
No.
You know, it's almost like I feel bad for Art because Art is being kept prisoner by this girl right here, man.
Yeah, it's like, Art, just tell her fuck off.
Yeah, I know. I know,
I
man.
I mean, they got kids, which she doesn't seem to really acknowledge.
Yeah, she's got a daughter. That's another thing. It's like she's so focused on Art that the daughter seems to be not getting the proper attention from her. You know, why did this rivalry even last this long? And they show in the movie she's kind of floating between these guys, and she just loves manipulating people. You know, I'm looking at the character of Patrick. You know, Patrick is Patrick is trying to, is he trying to get with Tashi at one point? Is his rivalry still causing him to come in and get one over on Patrick so he can get with Tashi? Or, you know, is he just using her like she's using Art?
I want you to be my coach.
What?
Even if he wins the Open, completes his career Grand Slam, Art's still gonna retire as someone who's just really, really good. That's what you guys will have done together. But imagine if you could turn Patrick Zweig into a guy who wins a slam. You still have a season. You still have one good season, and I need you to bring it out of me. So, what do you think?
How fucking dare you?
Jesus Christ.
You want my best piece of advice for you? You want me to coach you? Okay, quit.
So also, this is a scene. People are like, damn, he looks old in that scene. That's because he is older in that scene. You know, this is the point where he is 30 something years old. You know, there's so many reasons why these people might be behaving the way they are. And they don't. And like I said, they don't spell it out for you. You know, and it's all coming down to these tennis matches that they're doing. But also, is it because they are? Is Patrick and Art still trying to get at each other for this girl right here? Oh shit! Sorry, are they still trying to get with Tashi over here, and that's where that robbery's coming from? Or is there something deeper going on with them? Like, I'm not going to say maybe there's some sexual orientation stuff that's happened with them, and they're just really frustrated and trying to figure out a way to get that out. And you know, and tennis is the only way to keep that going. I actually, you know, eating dicks. I really just love those things right there that they're doing. And it plays well with the theme of a tennis match, because I'm looking around like, who's doing what now? You know, damn, who's crossing who now? What does this person mean? I'm like you, man. I think the production is great on this. I think the cinematography is really nice in certain parts. Cinematography is very nice, and the editing is excellent when they have those scenes of the tennis ball, the ball itself being knocked back and forth.
Right.
Between everybody. And there's a score in here by Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross. And if y'all know who they are, you've heard their music. If you've heard their music before, it's what you expect from them. It's the usual very synth-heavy EDM stuff that they do.
I liked it mostly, but there were times when it was a little annoying.
Well, it comes in sometimes where it's just when there's nothing going on and it's all fast-paced and they're just walking. But then there's times when those, especially near the end, when there's a very heated tennis match going on and it fits very well there. And it goes well with the pace of that part of the film. Yeah, I understand what you're saying, because I was even looking at this and I had to think about this, man, because I don't think I was that crazy about it when I walked out.
Yeah.
And I think I felt more like you, but then I'd start thinking about these characters more and I started just kind of having fun trying to find out the different motivations between these characters. And it just made me like it more, man. But again, you know, especially with that hopping back and forth, I understand what you mean with that.
Yeah, because like I said, it's not like I'm completely against going back and forth in time, but it works for me when you're thinking one thing and it shows you a flashback and you go like, oh, and that wasn't happening with these. There was a lot of that, like, okay, that happened. I don't see why you couldn't have just told that in a straight line.
Yeah. No, I get that too.
It's like it's done just to manufacture a sense of drama that wasn't really there. And like I said, with the second half, I couldn't, like you bring up a lot of great things about it, but I still had that soap opera feeling between them that I,
yeah.
Now,
that very much is kind of a soap opera in a way. Yeah. You know, it's a love triangle.
Yes. I will say that the end is jarring, but I did like it. The very last shot.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Because that was like, okay, this is something that makes you think about this whole thing. Like,
oh, yeah.
like nothing else made me stop and think about the whole thing like that very end.
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about, and I like that too. Well, let me ask you this before we wrap up. Mm-hmm. What did you think of the performances? So you got Mike Faced. Mm-hmm. Zendaya,
yeah.
And who plays Patrick?
Josh O'Connor.
Yeah. What did you think of their performances?
I like the performances across the board. However, I feel bad. I mean, at least I don't like that Mike Face's character as Art has to be so subdued. Because after seeing him in West Side Story, where I thought he was the best, like he was the life of that movie.
Yeah, I did too.
And so this is such a non-dynamic character. I was like, he could do so much. Like if he had been cast as Patrick, he could have just as well, you know, carried that. So, you know, that kind of disappointed me because he plays kind of his role. He's not a non-character, but he's almost a character type.
Well, yeah, he's the one that wants to quit. He's the one that's just tired.
Yeah, he's tired. He's the nice guy. You know, he has to take it on the chin and always play second fiddle.
Somebody said it. He needs to play young Frank Sinatra.
Oh.
Yeah, not Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
He would be excellent.
He would. You're right. But performances otherwise, I thought were good.
Yeah. I really thought...
Like Zendaya's not bad,
yeah,
but she has a tendency to play these characters that are always a little too cool for school and aloof,
a little bitchy too.
Yeah. I was like, you know, I like to see her be vulnerable. She's only vulnerable when she has that injury, and even then, she's just angry, like fuck.
Yeah. Well, she produces, and the nature of her character is to be controlling and everything. So I see what you're saying, but yeah, it called her to be that here. I like the performances here. Like I said, for all the little subtleties that these characters had, these actors. The hints of things that they had to give out, you know, about their characters without revealing too much, I thought was really good.
Yeah.
So what would you rate this, man?
It's you know, it's a rental for me.
Okay.
I mean, I wish I could go higher. And I was like thinking about Call Me By Your Name. I was like, I guess I don't like this guy's movies. But then I thought about Bones and All, and I really like that.
Yeah, he likes that.
Yeah, and this is okay. This is a movie like I don't say tell anybody like, man, that movie's bad. I was like, it just didn't work for me. Yeah. Like it might for most people.
Yeah, I hear you. This is one we part ways, my friend. We are different. No, it's cool. Because I did like it better than you. I'm giving this a low full price. And I think I'm not just going full price or high full price because I do think that it was unnecessary to jump around that much. Also, I don't think the movie needed to be as long as it was.
No, it was very long for what this story is.
Yeah, I don't think it needed to be as long at all, especially the way this movie picked up the pace at the end. I wish they kind of did that sooner than later. And also took points off of fucking lying.
Again,
I'm tired of being lied to. Sit up here telling people, getting all these people aroused and everything with this right here. Stop it. But yeah, I give it a low full price. I enjoyed it after thinking about it a lot. And it probably would have been a mid to high matinee when I came out of the theater. So it is something I did think about that. Once I think about that if you decide to see it. So there you go, folks.